The economy may be looking up, but state and federal officials are still struggling with the rising costs of keeping our nation's prisoners behind bars. One woman, though, thinks she has a solution: letting some of the inmates go. And she's taking her idea to Congress. Deborah Schifrin reports.
A few years ago, Summer Stevenson's father was arrested and sentenced to 12 years in prison for wire fraud. He's now 68 years old, and Stevenson is worried.
For him, that's a potential death sentence. People age faster in prisons because they don't get nutrition and medical services.
Her father's situation inspired her to look for another way to deal with elderly prisoners. She is now pushing to get a new law passed for federal prisons. It would allow nonviolent inmates over the age of 60 to be released to home detention. They would have to serve at least a third of their sentence to be eligible. There are over 100,000 elderly inmates in state and federal prisons in the United States, prisoners like Gerald Sartain. He's an inmate at the California Medical Facility near Sacramento. At 75 years old, with a bad heart, he tells of a harrowing brush with death in the prison.
I died down here. I went out here on a cold blue. I was dead. But the nurses didn't do nothing. The emergency room doctor didn't do anything.
It was an emergency medical technician from the outside, he says, who ended up saving his life. He says if he hadn't been in prison, his condition never would have gotten so critical.
Because some doctors, they give you token treatment, and they got people sitting out there waiting hours on hours on hours.
But not all prisoners think that releasing inmates early is the compassionate thing to do. California State Prison Solano inmate William Harris is 59 years old. He says he's lucky because he has a family to care for him when he's released.
But if a guy who's 65 doesn't have anybody and you give him $200 and he ends up living under a freeway, is it compassionate? There are men in here right now who live better in this prison because they have a shelter and three rather pathetic meals a day.
But Summer Stevenson says her proposal to Congress to release elderly prisoners also makes good economic sense. She says it costs about three times as much to incarcerate older inmates, about $60,000 or $70,000 a year per inmate.
Because of the medications, because of the care that they need, the amount of times that they need to see doctors, and these wardens and these people on the inside, it's not in their job description to be a nurse.
Herb Holter, CEO for the National Center for Institutions and Alternatives, agrees. He says the cost of keeping elderly inmates is a sleeping giant for federal and state budgets.
Corrections has just become a huge part of every state's budget. In fact, you know, if it doesn't get addressed, it's simply going to bankrupt many states.
He argues that the cost isn't justified because elderly prisoners rarely recommit crimes. As a group, their recidivism rate is only about 1%. But Diane Clemens, president of the Houston-based Justice for All, thinks Stevenson's proposal is misguided. She says this plan to release elderly prisoners would take power away from judges and juries, the people who know the defendant's age and criminal history when they pass sentence.
We can't throw that out the window and act like the fact finders don't understand the entire situation, because obviously they do.
Clemens says a lot of older inmates are perfectly healthy. That's not the image, she says, that Stevenson's legislation portrays.
As infirmed, doddering, bent over. I mean, it's just not realistic. 60 is young in today's society.
Nevertheless, Summer Stevenson is working to get her proposal added as an amendment to the Prison Reentry Program of 2004. That legislation will be introduced to Congress later this month. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.